Now, today I want to talk to you about financial wisdom or money wisdom. And I want to do that from Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 10. Now, listen to this verse. Say not thou, what is the cause that the former days were better than these? For thou dost not inquire wisely concerning this. So there's a wise way to inquire about the prosperity, wealth, abundance, and increase that God wants us to have to carry out his vision in the earth's realm. So I want to share it with you. I don't know where you're at in your finances now, but if I could train you to have the wisdom of being a sower, the wisdom of being a giver, the wisdom of knowing how to receive, all financial status in your life will change. Wisdom about money, wisdom about finances. So the 11th verse said, wisdom is good with an inheritance, and by it there's profit to them that see the sun. And then verse 12, I remember when I came upon this verse, it's so powerful. It says, verse 12, Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 12, for wisdom is a defense. You know, people shout, rah, 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 yeah, I'm wise. Then he says, and money is a defense. So our defense is wisdom and money holding hand. We got to have God, the God kind of wisdom, the God kind of light, the God kind of life. But in this world, you need some money. So the money, wisdom show you how to use money properly. So he said, for wisdom is a defense and money is a defense, but the excellence of knowledge is that wisdom giveth life to them that have it. So you see that wisdom, the wisdom of God, the light of God, the seeing things the way God sees things, or enlightenment, will enable you to handle money properly and not let money handle you. So therefore, it says in the 13th verse, consider the work of God, for who can make that straight which he have made crooked? 14th verse says, in the day of prosperity, be joyful. But in the day of adversary, consider. So there's a day of prosperity, there's a day of adversary. But when you prosper in the things of God, when the adversary come, when you have wisdom and money, then you can stand your ground. I don't think God wants his children to arrive. I don't think God wants his children to be debt-free and have an overflow with no wisdom. I think when we begin to apply our heart to wisdom and to God's understanding, we'll have wisdom as a defense, and then we'll be able to handle money right. There's one scripture there in 1 Timothy says in the 17th verse, charge them that are rich in this world that they be not high-minded, nor trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God who giveth us all things richly to enjoy. So the importance of developing your wisdom must come first, and then the money will come. So today, I'm sharing with you, develop your wisdom, ask the Holy Spirit to help you develop financial wisdom so you'll know how to operate in the finances of God, by using it properly, by being able to handle more than enough.